Tribsy gave forth a deep mole growl.
Uzzon's not afeard o' we catters, wain be girt red wall warriors.
Brinty clenched his paws truculently.
Aye, and we're great fighters too. Those water rats soon found that out when we whacked them with our staves.
Tyria shook her head.
I'm sorry, mate, but you won't be going. I couldn't risk your lives. Since the dream was mine, I feel I must fulfill it alone.
Skipper paced his paws around the crestfallen pair.
She's right, Buckos. You've always been good friends to my Tyria, young Giri too, and I thank you kindly. But 'twould be too perilous to risk your lives far from your abbey in a strange land. Besides, there was no mention or sign in Tyria's dream commanding any beast to go but her.
Brink suddenly came up with a practical idea.
Why don't you take the big fishhawk with you, miss? Granted, he don't know the way, but I wager Pandion will be of service to you when you get to the isle, hey?
Brantalus favoured Brink's scheme.
I am thinking this is a good idea, yes. I cannot go until when the autumn leaves fall, when my skein comes down the coast from the north. I will know when the time is. Then I will be flying to the shores to meet them. Skyfarers always fly together. So, I am thinking it will be many moons before I join my family. The hookbeak should go with you, Tyria.
Pandy and Pike Talon hopped up onto the battlements, spreading his wings. He stared regally down his lethal beak at Brantalus.
Carala! I go to Green Isle with my friend Tyria. Let that waddling flatbeak linger here until he ventures forth to meet with his kind. Pandians do not fear flying alone. I need no gaggle around me.
The barnacle goose flared up, beating his heavy wings aggressively.
Brant Alice is thinking he was not named Flatbeak. Beware, fish-eater. A skyfarer's wings can break bones.
Tilly was forced to come between the big birds.
Don't start again, you two. There's no cause for all this disagreement and wing-flapping. Either make your peace or be gone from here. It is against our laws to battle within the walls of this abbey.
An instant later, the touchy situation was forgotten. Giri came hurtling across the lawn, leaping over the flower beds and shouting frantically.
Quick, quick, come to the attic above the library. Sister Snowdrop's found something which you must see.